I'm the greatest WWE champion of all time.
I'm the whole God.
Hello, Hawkamaniacs. The Ruthless Interview Series is back again. Thanks to everybody for the support on the first couple episodes. I know they weren't exactly everybody's cup of tea, and you guys subscribed to hear wrestling talk. And for the first time ever, we're bringing it to you. With me tonight, I have 6'7", 275 pounds of monstrous muscle, the genius giant coming out of Lunenburg, Massachusetts, Mr. Donovan Dijak. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
Not bad. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm always wonderful, man. Always. Doing what I love here, so we're in good shape. All right, man. So for those that don't know, Donovan was a standout athlete in high school and college both, and I referred to him as the genius giant a minute ago. That's because this man has both a bachelor's and a master's degree in addition to just being an absolute monster of a human being. Trained by Brian Fury coming up, name a lot of you are familiar with. You've definitely seen him in Evolve, Ring of Honor, Squared Circle Wrestling. Now he calls Top Rope Wrestling, Chaotic, and Lucky Pro home. Please welcome Donovan Dijak to the show. This is where I'm going to insert applause because I know none of you are clapping at your radio right now.
They might be. I really like the moniker you just dubbed me with, the genius giant. I've literally never heard that before, but I might start using that if it's okay with you.
Hey, dude, go for it. That's kind of my gimmick on this show. I throw out nicknames and hope that something sticks.
Yeah, that, I like it. I mean, I don't know if I'd call myself a genius, but maybe for the character it works, you know?
Exactly. Hey, whatever gets it out there. Right. So like I said, you were a two-sport athlete in both college and high school, as basketball and football. So what kind of made you decide to veer off and do the Kevin Nash thing and become a wrestler instead?
Well, that would be the conclusion of both college basketball and football. Once I graduated, I'd done 4 years at, 5 years, really. I did 1 year of football at the University of Massachusetts. And then I transferred so I could play both football and basketball to a smaller school called Bridgewater State University. I graduated from there. I still had one season of eligibility left for basketball because obviously I played the first year of only football at UMass. So I had that extra year, and I used that to get my graduate degree. And once that concluded, I didn't really have anything athletic left to do, you know. I'm not good enough to play in the NFL or the NBA, so I guess I guess naturally I just gravitated towards something else that I could pursue.
Well, looking at your work in the last few days, you definitely made a good choice there. Is there anybody though, like professional wise, like wrestlers that have that inspired you to get into the business? You know, like you looked at and thought, oh, well, that guy can do it. Why can't I?
You know, I never really looked at it that way. I always had wrestlers that I enjoyed growing up. I mean, I wasn't, the diehard type fan from age, three or whatever. But once I did start watching wrestling, there were the characters and the personalities that I enjoyed, and the wrestling in the ring. There were, certain guys that I enjoyed more so than others, but there was never really one guy that I looked at as inspiration. I always found the product as a whole to be kind of something that I felt I was interested in, and something that I felt like I could be, something that I felt I could have success in, just naturally speaking, from like, I hate to use it as an example, but like wrestling around with my brother, or like wrestling with my friends in the backyard. It was just something that came naturally, as naturally as, goofing around with your friends can get. But, I always felt like it was something that if I really, got some professional training and put my mind to it, it was something I felt like I could have success in.
Definitely. And do you feel like having an athletic background kind of gave you an edge in breaking in?
There's no question. Yeah. I mean, the age that most people start professional wrestling in is nowadays, it's like 15, 16, 17, 18, something like that. And I started at 25. So for me, having the athletic background was a huge help in helping me progress as quickly as I have. It's, I didn't have that decade or so to
spin
and tenure myself as most of the other, 27-year-olds who are having success in professional wrestling have done. So I like to grab from some of my athleticism and the things that I developed and was able to hone playing two sports in both high school and college. Because that's the experience that I have. It's using that athleticism. So if I can take that and, not waste it and apply it to something new, then I think that gives me maybe not a leg up on those who've been wrestling for 10 years, but at least might, even the playing field a little bit to try to help me catch up to those who have that advantage on me.
Yeah, definitely. And once again, I think that shows in your work, because honestly, I was kind of surprised to learn that you haven't been around for as long as some of these other guys, because just simply put, you are really, I mean, for the style of work that you do, you're pretty fantastic. Like, I'm not trying to like be on your zipper or anything, but
well, thank you.
Hey, it's what I do here. So okay. you were tag team champions with Matt Taven in Chaotic Wrestling.
Tag team, was I? No, you know what it is I lost. Here's what happened. So it was a breaking point, one of our bigger shows at Chaotic.
Okay.
And Matt was tag team champions, I think, with Brian Fury at the time.
Okay.
And I don't remember exactly how things developed, but I ended up like substituting for Fury or whoever his tag partner was.
Okay.
And so that's the reason that whatever you're looking at says that I lost the tag team championship.
Yeah, it's listed as one of your accomplishments, so that's where my confusion came in.
Is it really? Where is it listed?
The Pro Wrestling Wikia. So whoever's curating that page, you've made a strong enemy here. With your incorrect fact checking.
Yeah, it started off sounding odd because you said I was the tag team champion. I'm like, well, I've never been a tag team champion anywhere. I've honestly never even been a champion anywhere other than Chaotic Wrestling. I think that's my only belt ever.
Hey, fair enough, man. Everybody's got to have a starting point. Well, I kind of veering off of that question that I horribly screwed up. would you say that you're a guy that prefers working as a single over a tag?
You know, I enjoy the aspects of both a lot. I haven't had a lot of tag experience. I've probably done maybe 15 tag matches in my career, but I've always enjoyed all of them a lot. The different aspects of each one of them. You know, the different psychology, how to approach it. And they each bring their own unique sort of perspective as opposed to a singles match. So it's nice every once in a while to get one of those. I would strongly prefer a tag match over like a triple threat match or something like that. Those matches can get hectic. And although you can get creative with them and they make for some pretty cool visuals sometimes, they're not quite as fun to work from a psychological basis.
Right on. Understandable, man. So what are kind of some standout moments and from your career, you know, matches, segments, something like that? You know, like if you were going to sit somebody down and say, this is what I'm all about, what would you show them?
Well, for me, it's kind of interesting because I'm so young in my career that I always feel like I'm improving. Even week to week, I feel like my improvement is constant, and I get to, you know, train with such talented wrestlers that I feel like I'm always improving so constantly. So whenever I want to show someone, you know, what I'm capable of, the first thing that always comes to mind is the latest match that I've had, because I always feel like, I mean, unless it's like a real clunker, I screw up something badly, then I always feel like the latest match that I have, you know, should most accurately display what I'm capable of, because I always want to add something new to my repertoire, whether it's something that I'm doing or something that I'm adding to a way that I used to react originally. I always feel like I'm constantly evolving, and I hope that I'll continue for the remainder of my career. And it, you know, when I get to the point when I feel like I've hit the ceiling, then I'll need to either revamp my training style, or I'll need to, you know, find something else to do with my time, because there's no need to be in a business where I feel like I've accomplished everything, because that means I'm pretty much bringing nothing to the table at that point.
Right. No, you don't want to get stagnant. Otherwise, you'll end up like other guys who will remain nameless just in case I have to interview at some point. And
you never want to be stagnant.
Yeah, definitely not. And actually, speaking of other workers, is there anybody that like comes to mind, be it on a national stage or even on an indie level, that if you absolutely, like, if you could make a list of dream opponents, who would be a big standouts for you?
That's, like, currently wrestling?
Yes.
I'd love to wrestle Cesaro. He's one of my absolute favorites. He's a guy that it's gotten to the point where I have trouble watching wrestling as a fan, because I watch it, you know, so studiously, if that's a word, that I'm just constantly critiquing everything and trying to pick out, you know, things that I like and things that I don't like. And watching his matches, everything is done so well. Sami Zayn's another one. Just these really seasoned, tenured guys who it's very hard to find faults in their in-ring ability, and I really enjoy watching, especially those two guys. Kevin Steen's another one who I would love to get in the ring with.
Awesome, yeah, excellent picks there, man. Definitely definitely some really great workers on that list. And when you're actually, when you're preparing for matches, like, what do you do to, like, get yourself hyped before you go out there? Like, before you got to be in front of the crowd, like, what puts you in the mindset to be the character that you need to be?
Well, that's the trick of it all, is the character that I need to be and the character that anyone should ever be is some version of themselves, because it just makes everything come so much more naturally. Professional wrestling isn't acting, it's reacting. That's a line that I stole from Delirious, actually, at Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Through all of his babbling mumbo jumbo. When you go out to perform on a show, you never really know what's going to happen. It's not a script, you know. It's not Matthew McConaughey getting his lines and then rehearsing his lines. People can do that. You can put yourself in a role and say what you have to say and make it believable if you have time to practice and things like that. But in pro wrestling, you don't have time to practice. You just have to react. So you know, whatever, a fan is yelling at me or something happens in the ring and I need to react the way that my character would react. Well, the easiest way to do that is to make my character just myself, or myself, as people like to say, the cliche, with the volume turned up. So
yeah, I was actually about to say, I actually remember one of the very first, like, bits of advice from a professional that I ever heard was on a Steve Austin videotape from 99, where he said, the best character is that somebody with their personality turned up to 11.
Right.
And
yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. I think that definitely shows in your work. But when you're not wrestling, like, what do you do with your time? What's your regular 9-to-5 life?
Well, my regular job, I work, for a company called the Key Program, and that's in here in Massachusetts. It's basically social work. I work with teenage boys who don't currently have a home, and they're in our program. So basically, that's where I learn a lot of my patience. And it's a job that I really enjoy and I look forward to going to every day. I mean, the only part of it that I don't enjoy is the fact that sometimes I got to get up early and, you know, I very rarely have a free minute for myself and my girlfriend. But but the work itself is something that I really enjoy, and it's, And I always tell the kids and my coworkers, because they compliment me for having such an even tone, you know, despite the fact that the house is typically pretty chaotic and there's, you know, lots of, you know, fights and things like that.
Yeah.
But I always seem to remain very patient and calm. And I tell them, well, you know, it's because I get to take out all my frustration at training and on the weekend, and I get to, you know, scream at everyone and and beat up people. So there's no need for me to get like that at work.
Hey, that's always the best therapy, right?
Right.
All right, man. Well, these fine listeners, I'm sure after listening to this, they definitely want to see some of your work. So where can they see you both live and on the internet?
The internet, I don't know the link exactly, but I have a YouTube channel. If you just search Donovan Dijak, you'll find that. It's a little black and white picture of me. I got plenty of matches on there. None of them are super new. There's some newer stuff that you can find if you go to, I'm trying to think of the what. I think it's on Smart Mark Video. There's me in the Young Lions Cup. The Chikara Young Lions.
Yeah.
Stuff, and then there's the Ring of Honor website has a video on demand of Future of Honor 2. If you want something more recent, you can, if you get it, you can tune into Ring of Honor Wrestling this upcoming not this Saturday, but next Saturday, I'll be on that episode of Ring of Honor Wrestling in the first round of the Top Prospect Tournament. So that's all my newest stuff.
Okay, and we'll definitely be providing links to all this stuff, too, for listeners to have easy access.
Awesome, yeah. And I'm always linking people on my Twitter and my Facebook. My Twitter's at Donovan Dijak. My Facebook is facebook.com/DonovanDijak. And, you know, I always try to keep those as updated as possible with new pictures, videos, and stuff like that, so people can keep up to date with whatever I happen to be doing.
All right, awesome. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we didn't cover in this interview?
No, just hopefully people come out to any show that I'm at locally. I'm trying to spread more across the United States, and I'm trying to get my name out there. So if I'm at a show and I'm in a place I've never been before, and it's your neck of the woods, you know, come out and either cheer me or boo me or make some noise. Because when I go out there to a place I've never been before and it's silent, then the promoter says, "Well, I'm probably not bringing him back."
Yeah.
So if somebody out there listening, you know, supports me and they're cheering and they like, you know, what I bring to the table, then maybe the people around them will as well, and then that increases my odds of coming back the next time, which is the goal.
Hey man, well, if you're ever in the Denver area, I'll definitely turn out for you.
Oh, awesome! Yeah, I'd love to go out to the old Rocky Mountain area.
Yeah.
What are the promotions around you? I'm not familiar with the Denver area.
You know, I'm not quite certain on the name of it right now, but there's definitely a promotion that runs fairly regularly in Colorado Springs. I know Bobby Lashley, a few other TNA guys have worked pretty regularly for them.
That'd be awesome, yeah.
Definitely. And I know that there's a Cracker Jack promotion here in Wyoming that runs a show about once or twice a year. So that seems like a long shot.
You never know.
You never.
Pro wrestling.
That is true. Well, Donovan, thank you for joining me tonight, buddy. You've been a fantastic guest, and I'm sure our fans appreciated hearing what you had to say.
Well, I enjoyed being on the show. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, buddy.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. And do any people that are listening, you can go ahead and follow me at Hawk Jefferson or at Ruthless Podcast. That's where this show is promoted. And if you're a wrestler, actor, musician, anything really, if you need to promote something, Ruthless Interviews are always here for you. So just send me a message on Twitter at either account. We'll get something set up. That's how this came together. Other than that, I just want to say join me on the next episode when my guest will be Mr. Brodus Clay. Thank you so much for listening.